Good morning and welcome to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. Delighted that you have decided to spend part of your day with us on Powell Broadcasting and specifically KSCJ. On behalf of our producer, Mr. Justin Barker, who's on the other side of the glass, we want to thank our longtime program sponsor, Chris Bogenreef of NAI United. Folks, our guest today is someone who needs little introduction, very well known throughout our Siouxland Tri-State area. He's a newly elected member of the Sioux City City Council. He's also a business owner. Mr. Ike Rayford, welcome back to Grow Siouxland.
Oh, thank you, Chris. It's my pleasure to be here.
You know, you've worn a lot of hats in this community. I know that newly elected member of the city council and the business owner of one half of KES, what was formerly known as Kingsbury Electronic Solutions. But in addition to that, you've been very active in a lot of volunteer capacities. You've led the NAACP chapter. You're active in Toastmasters and in your church. And I know the list goes on, and we'll get into that a little bit. But today we're going to really focus on your tenure and election to the Sioux City City Council, your vision as a newly elected member of that council and what you hope to accomplish for the citizens of this remarkable community. But before we get there, as we do each Saturday morning, we would like to introduce you to our listening audience. And although we have done this before, you reminded me it's probably been 3 years since you've been a guest on this program.
Absolutely. Yeah, it was when I first purchased Kingsbury Electronics, and we got in to introduce that and me to the business community.
Well, it's great to have you back on the air with us. And
absolutely.
3 years is probably a little bit too long, but now that you're a newly elected member of the council, I look forward to having this dialogue. But please remind our listening audience, and if there are people new to the program or missed when you were our guest a number of years ago, where did you grow up?
So I grew up in Dallas, Texas. Big D is what we call it, down there in that south.
Does that mean you're a Cowboys fan?
I am a huge Cowboys fan.
Are you disappointed with the NFL season?
I am always disappointed with it.
Did you grow up cheering for Roger Staubach?
I grew up cheering for Roger, Tony Dorsett, Tony Hill, Drew Pearson, you name it.
Golden Richards, are you that old?
Not quite that old, but okay. Tom Landry is the best coach ever to exist.
And what a class act, right?
Oh, I mean,
and I know that you're an athlete and a football player specifically, so you know good coaching.
Absolutely.
That's quite a compliment.
Yes.
What a great man.
Oh, he is phenomenal.
I can't be a fan of Jerry Jones because of the way he treated Tom Landry.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I think a lot of Cowboys fans feel that way, you know. And we forgave him a little bit once Jimmy Johnson came and we had our winning Super Bowls. However, we are back to that point where it's like, you know what, Jerry, come on, man.
Yeah. Tom Landry's a legend, but so you grew up in Texas.
Yeah, grew up in Dallas, you know, love Dallas. And I still consider Dallas home because I am a true Texan, you know. But
don't mess with Texas, right?
That's it right there. Don't mess with Texas.
I spent a year in Texas in the military. Yeah, okay. I lived in Lubbock.
Okay.
And interestingly, I was there when Nolan Ryan beamed Robin Ventura. And it took, I think, like maybe 11 and a half minutes for billboards and t-shirts to go up with a picture of Nolan Ryan headlock, punching Robin Ventura with the slogan, don't mess with Texas.
One of the proudest moments of us Texans. You know,
that was like, I'm going to guess that was like 1992.
Yeah, I was right about that time. Yeah. Yeah, man, we were all, hey, you know what? Hey, Don't miss the age. Don't
mess
with Texas.
Yeah, just don't mess with Texas.
Exactly.
What a classic. And Nolan Ryan, I think he gave another 100 years of life to that slogan.
Exactly.
So absolutely. You're a Texan through and through. Did you grow up playing sports?
Grew up playing sports. I played everything in high school, which is what, you know, brought me to the college, you know.
So let's back up. Is everything football, basketball, baseball,
everything,
all the above?
Everything. Football, basketball, track. Man, my senior year, I told the coaches that I was going to do everything. I swam. I ran cross country.
Holy cow.
We had a tennis team, which, you know, was kind of interesting for the inner city. So I was like, hey, I'm going to one match. You know, yeah.
Were you a good athlete?
That didn't look good, though.
I know you were a good football player, but were you a good athlete
Absolutely.
Overall?
Absolutely. Yeah, I was an all-star you know, especially in football and track, got lots of recruiting letters. Matter of fact, Lee, you would appreciate this now. Was recruited. And I know you have to be careful when you say recruited by the Naval Academy, because it's not necessarily that a recruitment.
Oh,
but
it's recruited.
Right. And so
it's recruited.
And I think my mom still has my letter where they reached out for me to come and do those things, but I didn't get
you
the
missed
appointment.
A hell of an opportunity.
Hey, I was trying to get, I think, Senator Lloyd Benson at the time.
Oh, yeah.
And if I would have known, but I would have sent to a few, you know, but I only sent it to him. And so, you know, I think
Lloyd Benson, who had probably the greatest line in the history of presidential and vice presidential debates, when he debated Dan Quayle.
Okay.
And that was when Lloyd Benson, they were talking about Dan Quayle's age, and Quayle came back and reminded everyone that John F. Kennedy was pretty doggone young when he was elected.
Right.
And Lloyd Benson said, "I knew Jack Kennedy. Jack Kennedy was a friend of mine. You're no Jack Kennedy." It's like, holy moly. So Senator Benson missed an opportunity to nominate you to the Academy.
Absolutely.
We'll blame him.
You know what? That's what I've been holding on to for a few years. But and I'm sure whoever got his appointment was definitely gracious, and they went on to do great things. So,
well, know. That's nice of you to say, but where did you end up?
So I ended up actually going to the University of Texas my first year. And, you know, I shared the story with a lot of people. I had a big head, went and actually had an opportunity to play football. Didn't start a lot, but I was the fastest guy on the football team at the time.
Well, that's saying something, because yeah. That's a D1 football
absolutely,
dynasty.
Absolutely.
So I'm going to guess you were obviously a sprinter in track.
I was.
So yep. You had wheels back in the day.
Absolutely. And I think when I went to Northwestern, we were in the NIAC, you know, which is, you know, no longer exists. And I think I still have the indoor record for the 60 meter.
Wow.
You know, so I think there was 6.17.
So the listening audience might be surprised to know that you and I have daughters that were on a state championship track relay team when they were in eighth grade.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That I tell you, they, you know. And then she decided to play tennis in college, right?
So if I had the audacity to say that my daughter got her wheels from me, my family would laugh me off the airwaves. But clearly your daughter got her wheels from you.
Absolutely, yeah.
So you're playing football.
Yep.
And ultimately, that brings you to this community.
Yeah. Decided to leave Texas. And at that time, you know, unlike what they have today, where they got these NILs and they got transfer portals and stuff like that, they didn't have those then. So I had to drop a level down to NAIA, which brought me to Northwestern in Orange City.
That's how you maintained eligibility.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, the world has changed a lot.
Oh, it's changed a lot.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSCJ 1360 AM, 94.9 FM, where our guest today is Mr. Ike Rayford, now known as Councilman Ike Rayford, recently elected to the Sioux City City Council, sworn in earlier this month. And Ike, this experience brought you to Orange City, and how did that ultimately lead to Siouxland?
Being in Orange City loved Orange City. Coach Corver, I got to give my, you know, he just was.
Hey, one of my good friends named his kid Corver.
I bet you I know who it is.
Dewey Hupke. Yeah. Shout out to Dewey. Did you play football with Dewey?
I played football with Dewey.
What a small world.
Yeah, you'll have to ask Dewey about my first practice when it got cold.
Okay.
Because I was like, what are we doing?
Well, when you name your son after your football coach, I think that's quite an honor.
Absolutely. Coach Corver, one of the best coaches that I honestly have ever had in my life, which is what kept me in Siouxland. And so I didn't graduate from Northwestern. I had gotten married, had a couple kids, and ended up having to move, either go back to Dallas or stay in Iowa. And I thought at that time it'd be better for me to stay in Iowa. So I ended up going to Briarcliff, and that's where I ended up graduating from. But Sioux City, at that time, I could see that it was going to be the best place for me to raise my kids and just grow up, because I had a lot of growing up to do.
Did Briarcliff have football then?
They did not. Nope, Briarcliff didn't have football. Dort didn't have football, only Morningside. And I remember we played Morningside. Every year was like the first game, and they kind of stomped us, you know, each year. Because they were like a division.
They were NCAA Division II for a long, long time. And I think it was under the leadership of John Reinders that they converted their logo from the Chiefs to the Mustangs and dropped from NCAA Division II to NAIA. And obviously that was a very prudent and successful move because they've won a number of national championships in football.
Yes.
They have a couple in women's basketball.
Absolutely.
I know they have a number in track and field, not team, but individuals. Right. And a couple years ago, a golfer won the national championship. So Morningside's really done a nice job with their athletics, and we wish the Mustangs continued success. Absolutely. So you graduate from Briarcliff, and after a short commercial break, I want to visit with you about your professional career progression.
Yes.
And also about your commitment to the community, which I think is manifest in a lot of different ways, Ike. Your volunteer work, your community service, and now your decision to seek elected office.
Absolutely.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSEJ. Our guest today is Ike Rayford. Ike recently elected to the Sioux City City Council on January 2nd, I believe. He was sworn in with a new council and one of five who is now responsible for the leadership of Sioux City. We'll be right back with Ike Rayford after a short commercial break.
Looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? One call is all you need. And now celebrating 20 years in commercial property, the largest and highest producing real estate in Siouxland. Speak with Chris Bogenreeve, President, Bo Bronger, Nathan Connolly, Lawrence Jensen, and Madison Craighead. NAI has your answers for commercial real estate in all corners of Siouxland. All NAI agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Put NAI United to work for you. Celebrating 20 years. Learn more at NAIUnited.com.
Welcome back to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. Our guest today, Mr. Ike Rayford, now known as Councilman Ike Rayford of the Sioux City City Council. And Ike, in the first half of the program, we talked about what brought you to this community. I want to give you a chance to give a quick shout out to your family. I know that your mother came all the way up from Texas to see you sworn in on Friday, January 2nd. Absolutely. I had a very nice visit with her. Definitely a proud mom moment. Yes. But tell me a little bit about your family.
Oh, man. Actually, all my family, they are so excited. You know, this is big for the family. And I mean, you know, I grew up in South Dallas, so which we passionately refer to as Bun Ton. It's on the other side of the track. So to have someone come out of my old neighborhood, not only is my family, but my old classmates, neighborhood friend, they are just, I mean, where we say
the word's out.
Peacock proud. Yeah, absolutely.
That's fantastic. So you're from the wrong side of the tracks,
man,
in Dallas.
Absolutely.
Deep. And for one of the guys to come up all the way to Iowa and to be elected to the city council, that sends a positive message back home.
Absolutely. It's huge. And I mean, when I tell you that they, you know, there's 300 messages on.
Are they proud of you, or are they shaking their head saying, how in the heck did that happen?
Probably a little bit of both, you know, but, you know, just to know that somebody's out there doing and fighting through those things.
And what a great message. Right?
Yeah.
That, you know, folks, we can endure all kinds of obstacles, challenges. Life is about overcoming adversity and responding to adversity, taking some punches and staying in the fight. And on behalf of our entire community, and certainly the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce, where you coincidentally serve on our board of directors, and we're grateful for your service on the board of directors of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and also your service in elected office. But congratulations.
Thank you.
And thank you for being willing to serve in this capacity. We always encourage people to consider getting involved in public service, and we're grateful that you did so, and we're happy that you were successful. Let's talk a little bit about your first role out of college, what kind of things you did professionally, and how that led to your decision to seek elected office.
Absolutely. You know, my first, I started out just working, you know, as an old football athlete. You start out working at health club, and then had an opportunity to go work at Channel 4, which was huge. So you talk about making people proud. It's like, hey, I work at a TV station, you know, but you know. When it comes to pay right now, we won't even go there, right?
Hey, we all have to start somewhere.
Start somewhere, right? But Lord have mercy. But, you know, that was kind of the first start for me. And Because now here's a funny story. So the FCC used to require that your TV employment represented what the community looked like. And KTIV, as many as the other stations in town, just always had a hard time. You know, it was easy to hire people, but people just did not want to stay. I saw the opportunity because I knew if I didn't stay here where I was going back to. And it was like, you know what? This is an opportunity. I'm going to make this thing work for me, and we're going to go with it. And so first 3 years, I started out as a commercial producer and then was like, okay, what's next? And then they put me in the new production. And then from there, I went into engineering. And then so each 3 years, I was kind of moving around and ended up in news and then ended up in sales. And so 17 years later.
Wow. You were 17 years with KTIV, 17. Which, if memory serves, matches the exact tenure of Christy Vermoel McManamy when she was an anchor. Now, I'm not sure they're the exact same years, but I'm sure Christy, who recently joined the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce as our director of marketing, I believe she was the anchor along with Matt Breen for about 17 years as well. But so when did you get the bug to say, hey, I'm going to go run for office? I know you're a business owner now.
Yep.
You bought KES. But let's transition to your new role because we only got about a few minutes left.
Absolutely. You know, Chris, you know, serving, being a community activist, and I have always been a member of the NAACP. And when I was kind of prepared.
And I want to take a moment and compliment and congratulate your role with the NAACP in the wake of the George Floyd tragedy, because I know that you were working closely with then Sheriff Dave Drew, Woodbury County Sheriff and Chief of Police for Sioux City, Rex Mueller, and trying to make sure that the violence and the rioting that we saw in so many metros around the country didn't visit our community. And I think you were essential in the leadership that.
Absolutely. You know, being a part of the NAACP and just really trying to understand that. And I was, you know, I never thought that I would be president. I always was okay being in that supporting role of Flora Lee and such. And so when that happened, there was people who saw that very situation, that George Floyd thing, that, you know, me building those relationships, understanding that, you know, there's a lot of work to do, but we had come a long ways and we needed to build relationships rather than fight against so many things. And so people then recommended, said, Ike, you should run. You should be that voice.
Was it really that time?
Yes.
Wow, that's interesting. Because I just brought that up as a compliment, because the Siouxland Chamber was involved in working with you at that time.
Yep.
And we were worried. We had just completed this beautiful building.
Yep.
And a great portion of the facade is glass. And we were worried about people expressing their their emotions in relation to that tragedy by taking out some of those windows.
Absolutely.
And so the community really, I think, came together and said, not in our community. And
Absolutely.
That's a proud moment for all of us, but a significant leadership moment for you. And you're saying, hey, this is what really led to people coming and saying, hey, maybe you should seek elected
Absolutely.
Office.
Absolutely. And it wasn't, and which I did, but I came up a little short.
I do recall
62 votes.
Yeah, but who's counting?
Who's counting, right? Exactly. And so the second time around, you know, honestly, I didn't know, because even at that time, it wasn't so much about running against anybody, but it was, you know, there was an opening because Pete Grekin had decided he wasn't going to run.
Longtime police officer
absolutely.
And council member.
And when the current or the most recent members of council decided that they weren't, it was like, okay.
Three seats open. Three incumbents decide not to seek re-election.
Yes.
Ike Rayford sees an opportunity and says, I'm running for office. You're listening to Grow Siouxland. Our guest today is Councilman Ike Rayford, serving in the first month of the first year of a four-year term on the city council. And Ike, how's it been so far?
You know what? It's been very much growing opportunities. You know, I tell people, one, I don't think people realize how much goes into the times outside of Monday, you know, council meetings, the committees and the different groups that you're a part of. But just even having reactions and responsiveness to our citizens and those things. So there's, you know, and for me, especially Craig, you know, who also came on with
Craig
me.
Bernstein, former
you know,
mayor,
former
council
mayor, right?
member. Yep.
And then Rick, who also served as an elected official.
Rick Bertrand, who served as a state senator.
Exactly. And so they have a little bit of, you know how and those things. And so this is a fresh thing for Ike, right? right? And, you know, and so, but those guys have been phenomenal and marvelous to sit down, talk to, understand. And everybody on the council has been very helpful, the mayor and those things. So I think people are giving me that chance and giving me that opportunity to really learn, to be that sponge that that I am. And then, you know, every once in a while I get to kind of pipe up some things and really try to understand and just try to really move us in the direction that we need to go in.
So, Ike, let's go back to the campaign. What was the central theme of your campaign? What were you communicating to the voters that you wanted to accomplish? And are you still focused on that same vision?
Absolutely, Chris. The central theme for me was one, growth. For two, was to make sure that people knew that there was a voice. And that's the biggest piece right now. You know, there are so many elements to what's going on in our community. And I'll, you know, put one out there, homelessness. It's so important that the whole coin, or, you know, both sides of the coin be looked at, and there be a voice for everybody. And so I think that that's a huge piece for me. Growth. I want to grow the population of Sioux City, because the one thing that we all know is that property taxes are huge. We don't want to increase them. And there is no elected official or person running for office that will say that they want to raise taxes. So how do we fix that? We fix that by growing our city, whether that be making sure that there are, you know, jobs, making sure that there is affordable housing, whatever that looks like. We want to make sure that we focus on those things so that we have a city that we are proud of.
And I know that you've already, even prior to being sworn in, there were meetings with the Siouxland Initiative leadership to brief you on confidential things that were taking place in economic development. Are you overall optimistic in the final minute and a half that we have left together?
I am very optimistic. And again, this is why it's important to have representation. I want to be at that table, and I want people who have voted me and supported me to know that they have somebody at the table that's going to be responsive and, you know, just some eyes and ears there.
Ike, what would you say to your constituents now that you are in elected office, you are a public servant, you are a member of the city council? If there are issues that they want you to be aware of, how would they best communicate with you?
Absolutely. You know what? First of all, show up on Monday. You know, Monday afternoons or Monday evenings at 4 o'clock at the council meetings. But, you know, my email, my phone number is on the city's website. Please let us know. Engage with us. This is how we get things forward and how we move. I have my opinions. I have my thoughts. But it's really, I am here to represent. And so that's what I need. Engage with me.
And I hope the listeners will do just that. Ike Rayford, newly elected to the Sioux City City Council, on behalf of a grateful Siouxland Chamber of Commerce, you continue to serve on our board of directors. Yes. You remain involved with the NAACP, yes, involved with your church. I know that you have an awful lot going on, and we appreciate you adding to an already busy schedule as a small business owner. Yes. We wish you great success in your new role.
And thank you for all that you guys do. I mean, you serve the business community well, and so we appreciate that.
You've been listening to Grow Siouxland. Our guest, Councilman Ike Rayford, will be back with more next Saturday morning. Make it a great weekend.